most humans overlook the most important aspect of who or what they are, beyond the body, beyond the thinking mind, beyond the flux of emotions. Underneath all that, there's a you're not just your thoughts and feelings or emotions or the physical body. That's normally what constitutes you. When people think of themselves, they refer to their physical body. And then there's a psychological entity, stream of thinking, and then the emotions that accompany the stream of thinking. Those three make up the person. But they're only forms that consciousness has incarnated into briefly in this play of forms. And then most humans overlook the most important aspect of who or what they are, beyond the body, beyond the thinking mind, beyond the flux of emotions. Underneath all that, there's a presence. And you can only sense it when, for a moment, your thinking subsides, for example, now, because there's nothing to think about. There's nothing to work out. You just listen to the words. And perhaps something in you recognizes the truth to which these words point beyond thought. Direct, immediate realization that there is something deeper, more, infinitely more essential in you than the physical body, thoughts, and emotions. Although they're not separate. They're kind of the surface of you. Beyond the surface, there is what I sometimes call your essence identity. The mind becomes still. Do you notice that? The moment you notice that there is a stillness in you, for example, this is an opportunity here now. This is a kind of transmission, not only through words, but also through a certain emanation. And you might say, what do you mean, emanation? There's just a screen there. Consciousness is not dependent on space and time. So there can be an emanation, nothing to do with the fact that you are somewhere else on the planet. So you realize, if only briefly, that there is a stillness in you. This is easy to overlook because the mind says, so what? It says, I've got other problems to think about. My life is full of them. What's stillness going to do for me? How is that going to improve my life? Says the mind, the thinking mind, the ego. And of course, that's precisely it. It denies the power of that. But that is precisely what liberates you from the world of problems.